News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The independent committee set up to undertake a comprehensive review of the petroleum trade in Jamaica had its first meeting on Monday, January 4. The group, appointed by Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell, is expected to issue an initial report by January 31. Communication specialist at the ministry, Alan Brooks, says the committee will ensure its investigations are thorough and in keeping with regulations governing the local petroleum trade.
To examine all the regulations, protocols governing the trade, they are going to have to go through them. They are going to have to engage legal minds to do whatever interpretations. And then they are going to have to come up with recommendations as to how some of these regulations can be strengthened. They are going to look at the extent to which the penalties are an adequate deterrent and those matters.
Mr. Brooks says the group is expected to provide meaningful recommendations to ensure the trade is protected. The committee comprises members from the private sector and key industry stakeholders. Some gas pumps are ordered closed at 17 stations across 7 parishes after tests conducted by the Bureau of Standards Jamaica revealed that they were dispensing substandard fuel. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says government is committed to the continued reform of the justice system in 2016. She says the process requires a change of the culture and approach of key stakeholders, supported by significant public investment.
Key changes must be made to ensure the swift delivery of justice. This requires absolute primacy on synergies between prosecution and defense counsel to achieve the timely disposal of cases. For that reason, we are determined to invest in justice for our people and build a justice system that is efficient, accessible to all, and of the highest quality.
Mrs. Simpson Miller was speaking at the swearing-in ceremony for the new president of the Court of Appeal, Justice Dennis Morrison, at King's House Monday. In the meantime, the Prime Minister has expressed confidence in the abilities of newly appointed President of the Court of Appeal, Justice Dennis Morrison, noting that he's well-suited for the job. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Justice Morrison understands the issues and challenges within the justice system and is fully competent to lead the country's highest domestic court.
Indeed, his numerous contributions to uplifting and improvement in the justice system provide ample evidence that he is suitable for the job. Though he hails from the private bar, his career is characterized by countless instances of wider service. He has been the chairman of important public boards and lectured and tutored generations of students at the Norman Manley Law School. He also gave distinguished service as president of the Jamaican Bar Association.
The Prime Minister adds that Justice Morrison is a shining example of the finest qualities of a legal practitioner and advocate. And the National Building Bill is to be tabled in Parliament this year to enforce internationally accepted standards. The announcement was made by Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott at the launch of Earthquake Awareness Month 2016 in New Kingston earlier this week.
The National Building Bill has already undergone all the necessary drafting and consultation and so on. It's now to come to Cabinet for approval to be tabled in Parliament.
The bill will, among other things, prevent new informal settlements from being constructed, promote stable development and protect fragile hillsides. Minister Arscott says squatter settlements have increased Jamaica's vulnerability to earthquakes, especially on hillsides and riverbanks. The bill will address the issues of insufficiently planned development and illegal occupation of and construction on private and public lands. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.